Good morning, everyone. I'm going to begin with a quote from Troward, and the book is The Edinburgh and Doré Lectures on Mental Science. Troward was one of Ernest Holmes' teachers. And if you have this book and want to know, it's on page 119. Now, in the case of the productions of artistic genius, we know that we must enter into the movement of the creative mind of the artist before we can realize the principle which gives rise to his work. It's like, I want to comment first that it's like to have and use the work of the creative genius. If we're about to do creative genius work, we must get into the mind of the creative genius. So, because we're all one, actually, I've seen this done by Jean Houston in when I was doing her mystery school. She had somebody go into the mind of Beethoven or Bach. I don't remember which of those B fellows she did, but she had them go into that mental realm for about 60 or 90 seconds, and then have them come out of that and play the piano. And what they played without any sheet music, what they played was just so awesome. This whole thing is reminding me of our eternal oneness, how connected we all are, both in space and in time. We are part of the infinite all there is, because there is only the infinite all there is. There is only one, and it encompasses everything and everyone who has ever lived and will ever live right here in this moment. In this moment, right now, we are the creative genius we choose to be. We can align ourselves with any idea and come forth in manifesting from that idea, thereby appreciating that which we are manifesting, appreciating it more than what we sometimes refer to as our little self. I know that I am one with the Creator. I am a creator. Everything I do, everything I think, everything I feel, everything I say, everything that is part of me is part of the infinite and stems from the infinite when I allow it to, when I am not getting in my own way, and I choose to not get in my own way. I choose to allow myself to remember this truth and create my day today with such joy and such beauty that it is a perfect day. So that at the end of the day, when I think about the day, I can know and accept the beauty and the perfection of this day. I can celebrate it. I can appreciate it. I love these teachings. I love me. I love each and every one of you that I see or that I don't see. I even love all those people that disagree with me about everything that I believe and everything I don't believe. I still appreciate all of it because all of it is the infinite, which I appreciate more than less than that. I am going through this day so beautifully, so powerfully, that I can appreciate each moment in its own moment, allowing the momentum of that moment to support me in the next moment. As I just said, I love these teachings. They bring such light to my being and such ease and grace to my ability to go through this day feeling good. And feeling good matters to me. So I hold that mattering to me to allow me to guide me in remembering these truths and always return to the infinite, to the divine in my awareness. Sometimes my awareness is limited, and sometimes, as I do prayers and other thinkings that support the unlimitedness, I allow you to finish that sentence. I thank you, sweet spirit. I appreciate these teachings. I appreciate the infinite all there is. I appreciate the guidance. I appreciate more than anything knowing that this is how life works and how it unfolds so easily, leaving me more room for getting in my own way and then stepping out of it again. Thank you, sweet spirit. And so it is.